The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the most unwintery place in America, this is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd with my main man, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Jeez.
We got Dog Water Dick in the back room there. I think that's it, but that's okay, because here in the studio, we've got the return of Failure Machine and their horn section, the Hairy Sack.
Yeah.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That Z is pronounced with an S.
Sack.
Yeah.
No, but it was up in
show.
Their Hairy Sack.
Yeah.
Yeah, the horn section, the Hairy Sack horn section.
The Hairy Ball.
When I
sack.
Met Harry, he walked up and said, "Hi, I'm Harry." And I said, "Is that a description or a name?"
So yeah, we got Spencer
yeah.
and Clinton here from Failure Machine.
We know them.
You may remember them. Spencer, you may remember from being a former intern of the show.
Yep.
Our first production assistant, I believe.
I think he was. Spencer,
he was, yes.
Have we had any? But
no,
he hasn't had anybody else, huh?
No,
we'd had
one.
A couple other flaky interns, but he was the only one that stuck around. First.
Him and Nate are the best.
And they are
fuck
joined
yeah.
this week by their brand new
Nate's
horn
rad.
Section, Harry and Zach, who I affectionately call a Harry Sack. The Harry Sack horn section. There. I've named it. I thus spake the Reverend.
we're also known as the Horner Brothers.
Ladies, pay attention.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit your clown horn.
They're new. I'm being nice.
Okay.
Give me
well,
like 15 minutes. Just, really, we have to completely get away from this conversation and start a whole other conversation because we're late for a phone call.
Are we calling someone we know and love?
We are calling someone we know and love. Friend of the show. The wonderful, the talented Mr. Suta.
Suta?
Oh.
Buka.
This band's so good.
You don't say.
How do you say his last word or last name, Roy?
Shut up, Bugale.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and he's in a band.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
No, I think just one in his
There's just one,
band.
Yeah. Right. But.
He used to be in a band with his brother, Zach.
Yeah, and then.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Zach or Zach?
Zach's a maniac, too. He's a fantastic musician. So,
so what's so bad about incest, then? Oh, God.
What is wrong with you, Nick?
Disgusting.
Are we going to be discussing post-war? Or what?
I think we're going to be discussing Suda's Harry Sack.
Oh.
Hello?
Sutafe Logala's phone.
Oh.
Hello?
Are you Bogala? Really there, or is this a Sutafe fake voicemail? Bogala?
This is Sutafe Bogala's phone. He's not here at the moment.
Yeah, here. Who am I talking to?
The phone. Didn't you hear?
You're speaking to
the phone.
Frederick Watson.
Frederick Watson.
It is
who
not.
The hell are you?
My dad.
Frederick Watson is taking messages on behalf of Sutafe Bogala.
He's still a recording.
You mean, oh, okay.
What a smart recording.
Suda is too big for us. Is that what you're saying? And you're answering his phone.
Well, you know what it's like when you're the guitar player. Singer, songwriter, part of a songwriting team
that
is post-war. You need help.
Rory doesn't know what that's like at all.
With these kind of, how should I say this, local podcast events.
Yeah.
That was pretty specific.
Woo!
Good job.
I, Frederick, have been honored. I'm honored and happy to answer any questions you may have of the one-third member of post-war that is Sutafe Bogala.
Oh, okay. And now, Francis, your name is Francis, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I did not receive a list of questions before now. This is all spontaneous, correct? I have nothing up my left sleeve. I have nothing
Frederick,
up my right.
Frederick Watson is prepared.
Francis, we're pumped.
Thank you, Francis. Okay. Nick, do you have a question for Francis? Frederick.
Yeah.
In regard to
post-war,
the one third of post-war
that he's in charge of,
whose initials begin with S and B.
When is Suda scheduled to play with Postwar next at a performance?
When is Suda scheduled to play next with Postwar at a public performance?
Let me check the books. It's just one moment, please.
Okay. This is podcast gold.
Next showing. Oh, it's going to be a great time. It's this Thursday at the Knitting Factory.
Oh, tonight.
The company, this next Thursday,
right,
the 19th,
when this
right.
is released. Go ahead and tell Frank how it works.
It'll be a great show.
We don't need to explain.
Franklin, we're time travelers. It's actually, that show is today.
Shit.
Yeah. That's
no. Why, it's fine.
That's
it's perfect.
Why you wanted me to take this phone call.
Excellent.
I'm so fucked up ever since. I'm detoxing off of somas. And,
oh, wow.
Things are really rough.
Does he beat you?
No, he. Well, we went and watched 50 Shades of Grey together last night.
I see.
And he just couldn't. He kept putting his hands on his area, and I kept going. We're in public. Why don't you stop doing that? Stop doing that. And he's like, "I'm Suda. I'm in post-war."
Yes. It sounds like something he would say.
Huh?
He kept saying that to everything. I was like, gosh, Suda, that looks like it hurts, or doesn't it? And he goes, I'm Suda, I'm in post-war.
What an arrogant, I guess he wasn't the cocksucker that night.
Well, he's a prick, but he's a nice prick.
He's really just stating fact.
Would you be the cocksucker, Frederick?
I don't suck cocks. I haven't done that since 2007.
Cocksucker for life.
Oh, shoot. Right. I thought your name sounded
As
familiar.
As I can tell you from my own experiences in college in the 90s, suck one dick, cocksucker for life, Frederick. Join the club.
I know. I'm going on like 8 years cockless.
But you're still a cocksucker.
Well, that's what people keep saying. I don't really like it.
Oh,
I tried to go to this, you know. Oh, I heard that 50 Shades of Grey was, quote, girl porn. So I was like, Suda, you want to go to this with me? And he was like, yeah, girl porn, fuck, I'm all into it, you know. And then he just was such a creep.
Because Suda is totally down with the girl porn, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, girl porn, and that was like some kind of diss. You
that
know,
was
like
the original name of Postwar.
Not as good as guy porn.
Oh yes, Spencer Kilpatrick here reminds us that was his choice for the original name of Postwar. Correct?
It was girl porn. Yeah.
It was girl porn.
It was also my radio DJ name.
Right, right. Well, we heard that floating around, but we never made it to Mr. Kilpatrick's home to confirm or deny that he was the actual inventor of that.
No. The name of Postwar was supposed to be girl porn, not Mr. Kilpatrick. He heard about it through a guy who knew a girl.
A hot guy.
Oh. Yeah. And here's the whole thing is that, you know, girl porn's supposed to be kind of like a diss on porn, like girl porn's not real porn. Dude, hashtag like a girl, man.
Yeah.
Dude, always.
Does Francis listen? Did he see the Super Bowl? Is that where he's getting this?
Super Bowl commercials.
Yes.
Dude, what
Nick Ramirez here was following you, Frederick. He seems to be very much in tune with you right now.
Yes. And really America.
A lot of things, there's something that people don't know about Frederick is that Frederick is actually an avid Super Bowl commercial fan.
And how long has Frederick referred to himself in the third person?
Well, whenever he's talking about things that only he likes.
So girl porn?
Super like Bowl girl porn? Girl porn and Super Bowl commercials?
Super Bowl commercials, Katy Perry's lion, whatever. You know.
You like Katy Perry's bearded lion. I understand.
Well, I just want it. I want it bad. You know
who doesn't
ask Freddie if he's on drugs.
Are you on drugs, Fred?
Maybe, question mark, exclamation point, ellipses.
Do you speak more comfortably in text, wink, smiley face, lol?
Tell him at sniffing glue.
M forward slash. Yeah, rock on.
Backslash R backslash space dicks. Look it up.
I don't know that one yet. Fuck, you got me.
Look it
Fuck
up.
Me.
Look up space dicks. Click on the first thing you find. Promise you it'll be wonderful.
What?
Space what? Dicks.
Hold on. I think Suda just got here. Hold on a second.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, good.
Suda. Hey. Yeah, I'm doing the phone interview right now.
We don't have an intern, so Spencer's got to go get some beers right now.
Spencer's the intern now.
It's just like second nature for him.
Suda?
Hey, Suda.
It is.
Hey, this is Suda.
Hey, Suda. How you doing, brother?
Who this?
This is Rory. Reverend Rory Dowd.
Rory. I don't have to act tough anymore, Rory. It's me, Suda. I'm sorry. I just never know who Frederick's talking to on the phone. And she's just weird.
Is he like your roommate?
He's basically taking phone calls for me right now because he owes me some money, and he just doesn't have a job. He doesn't do anything. He's basically
your bitch.
Probably told you about his cock sucking days, right?
Yes, he did.
See, and that's
he tried to deny it.
He keeps trying to talk that he's been 8 years cock clean, and he's not. He's not cock clean.
Oh, really?
So I just basically keep it out of the air.
Are you letting him work out his debt to you that way?
Well, I let him work out his debt to me by answering phone calls, but I'm getting tired of leaving. Every time I get my phone back,
why don't you find out if he's a good cocksucker?
It's covered in this weird liquid, this weird film.
Are you sure that's liquid, Suda? Lick it.
This film, it's white and it gets cakey. Weird. Yeah. It looks like pancake batter a little bit.
He ought to have a doctor look at that pancake batter. That doesn't sound good.
It's lowbrow.
Sounds like pus.
Tell Franklin never
to be on
our show again.
Yeah, Franklin is not allowed on the podcast.
Why are you guys calling him Franklin? His name's Frederick.
Whatever.
Tell Francis to fuck off.
Yeah, Nick says tell Francis to fuck off.
Oh, so it's like that general disrespect.
Yes, we didn't bother remembering his name for when he calls next time.
We only want to talk to Suda, dude.
I want to kind of generally disrespect him, too, you know?
Yeah. So you got a show happening tonight.
Yeah, just like, fuck you to the old man, you know what I mean? Fuck you. there's like shows happening. There's a show that's going to go down. We're really excited. Plus, we're super excited because we have like three or four new songs we're going to play, and one of them is heavy as fuck.
Rad.
And if you know us.
All the ears in the room just pricked up a little bit.
We delve into some things, you know, that are kind of, you know, punk rocky and like what we like to call heavy pop, you know. But like this one is like retardedly heavy. And it's slow, and it's in six, if that means anything.
Well, wait, yeah. So, like, slow, it's retarded? Are you making fun of, like, Down Syndrome, man?
No, I'm
not cool.
Fun of life.
That ain't cool.
Fun. No. Down Syndrome, man, and I would go way back.
Some of your best friends are Down Syndrome, I bet, huh?
Well, I kick it with a few of them on a regular basis, but they respect me, so...
King of the retards.
We got to get to this band we've got here in the studio, Suda. I love you. Where and what time is the show again?
Dude, it is 7 p.m. Thursday night, hot in the streets. Holler at your boy.
Who else is playing on the bill?
Where?
Knitting. The Knitting Knits.
Oh, this is a big deal.
Who else is on the bill?
There will be sweaters and mittens for sale because it is the Knitting Factory.
Nice.
The mittens.
They should have made post-war.
Who else is on the bill with you?
Scarf.
Is it just
Bluff
you?
Bluff Collar and Cad Bane.
Blood Collar? Bluff Collar.
Bluff Collar hasn't missed the payment in over 2 years, and Cad Bane never, ever lets you leave without getting your toenails painted. So, I mean, it's going to be an awesome show.
Wow.
I don't get it.
All right, people, show up for this show. Ladies and gentlemen, a nice warm round of applause for Suta and Post-War. Oh, wait. That's...
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Come out and check out the heavy cocks.
Amen.
Yeah, come out and check out the heavy cocks.
Is Francis going to be there?
God damn it.
Is Francis going to be there?
Fucking hate Francis.
Of course.
Okay.
Sucks.
All right, tell Franklin we say goodbye.
Okay.
I love you.
Bye, Suda.
I love awkward endings.
Did you have anything else you wanted to throw in?
Awkward ending.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. That's it.
Hang up.
Yeah. Post-War's a way better band than that represents.
That was so much fun. I had no idea what was happening at any point in time.
They sound related, Franklin and Suda.
Yeah. Like,
brothers? Like, maybe cousins.
And I've never heard Suda. I didn't know he spoke jive. when he answered the phone, a lot like Mr. Robinson. Did you catch that 40th anniversary of Saturday Night Live? Neither did I. Moving along.
I saw some clips.
I haven't watched more than a handful of episodes of Saturday Night Live, probably since about 1993.
The audition clips were pretty awesome. That kind of shit I would
enjoy to see. Yeah,
all your favorites for the first time they tried out. That was pretty cool. Do you guys ever play with Post-War?
No, I would really like to, though.
Sexually.
It seems like you guys would go together a little bit.
I think so.
That'd be a good night. That'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'd rock and awesome. Way.
I would totally go to this.
They like writing pop songs, and we do too, a lot.
Yeah. Cool. Good shit.
Well, let's play some music for us right now.
Yeah, please.
Three
God,
of you,
help us.
Get the hell out of here.
Okay, while we're setting up, can I ask one question of the fellas?
Just
go ahead and keep setting up. But did anyone get laid for Valentine's Day?
No.
Okay, no, no.
Yes.
Ah, Rory did.
I hit a home run.
You have a living girlfriend. No. You didn't count.
I have
a living girlfriend who had to work 3 12-day shifts in a row at a restaurant.
And she still came home and let you crawl on top of her? That's terrible. Poor girl.
I hit a home run on Valentine's Day.
Fucking gross.
I gave her a check for enough money to buy tickets to whatever concert she wants, wherever she wants. And it's a sizable check.
Does she have to take you?
Yeah. Like, two of us go to see. She likes Coachella and hasn't gotten to go for 2 years. So I said,
oh my God, Coachella tickets are fine.
Well, I said, let's go to wherever, whatever you want. Here's some money. Let's do it.
What a nice boyfriend.
And then when she was at work the next day during the middle of the hellish afternoon dinner shift on Valentine's Day, she got a special delivery package, and that embarrassed her. And she opens it. Oh, it's chocolate. She puts it away. And she doesn't get till the end of the shift, and she and only one other person discovered it wasn't just chocolates. It was chocolate-covered fucking Oreos with little ornate designs and sprinkles and hearts and bullshit on them.
That's way better.
Yeah. I hit a home fucking run on Valentine's Day.
And then you boned.
Did you bang, Rick?
Once on Friday, once on Saturday.
I haven't been laid in over a year. I think it's been a year and 2 months, I think.
Oh, shit.
Even when he touches himself, it puffs out dust.
Right. So, really. It's like somebody's going to get hurt. is what's going to happen. So.
I know. You texted me that.
Yeah. If any of you hang out after the show, I will wreck one of you.
All right.
Clint.
Ugh.
That's Clint.
So, what are you going to play for us?
Poor Rick.
What are you to cleanse our palates here? What are you guys going to play for us? Line up, boys. Rick's horny.
God,
I just got the worst flashbacks.
Mr. Reek. Mr. Reek.
Hey, you took, right. You took it like a champ.
Oh, I really did.
Dude, pulling on that hair. Oh,
those Eiffel Towers.
A lot to pull.
He's right.
Yeah.
So are the horns permanent in the band now?
Yeah, yeah. They're
Harry
the whole band's failure machine.
I'm sorry. Harry plays saxophone. Zach plays trumpet.
Yep.
And we heard a little warm-up. They sounded all right. But let's see if they can really cook.
Thanks,
here.
Man. All right.
This is a Neil Young tune.
Do more.
Yeah, man.
That was so bad, you guys.
Keep the train rolling, man.
Cool. Do it.
We got more.
Yeah, do another one.
Just a little bit?
Yeah.
Do the whole song, man.
We're so happy to be on the Worst Little Podcast. Glad to be back. We love you guys. Thanks for having us.
might be. Fix a well just to change your mind. If you told me that you needed someone, I'd do anything to make you mine. But I need just a little bit, just a little bit, little bit of your time, baby. Just a little bit, just a little bit of your time, girl. I don't need your sympathy. I don't need no mercy, mercy me. I don't need to find a place to think. And I don't need another drink. All I need in this life of mine is your pretty long legs walking right towards me. You don't miss, give me just one kiss and I'll show you all I need. Just a little bit, just a little bit of your time, baby. Just a little bit, just a little bit of your time. Oh, so I can tell me, babe, I know you wanna leave and refuse to let you go. I have to beg and plead for your sympathy. I don't mind, you mean that much to me. I ain't too proud to be. See, darling, please don't leave me. Mama, don't you go. Ain't too proud to plead with you, baby, baby. You know, leave me. Mama, don't you go. Oh!
Get back in here. Get back in here.
So much energy. Oh, my God.
He rocks so hard because he's not a mortal man.
That was from last week.
Drew.
Drew. Yeah. Brad.
It's so funny. I forgot to chop it out. And then my sister listened to the show and she sent me a text.
No, it's Mason Fry. Sorry.
Mason Fry. Yeah. She
or
sent
Mason.
Me a text.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
She sent me a text that said, hey, did you remember to chop that guy out? Because I said it on the show. And
nice.
So, thank God Gina's around to remind me to
thank
do stuff.
Thank you, Gina.
She sent me the cutest text, you guys. She's had a really rough time. She's been moving. And she said that listening to the show while she was packing and stuff kept her sane.
Awesome.
Oh, that's
so
great.
She was like,
that's
I'm listening
great.
To your show and it's and I'm so in love with it and it's making me forget all of my troubles.
Rad.
So. My sister really likes our show. I'm
really well, Gina, we just want to say thank you for listening.
Welcome
to
the family,
you.
Gina.
First family member to ever like get into the show, so it's kind
of any of ours.
It was scary.
Well, mine.
Yeah, and yeah. I wouldn't, and I don't want my mom to listen, but my
sister
can.
My family doesn't listen.
Quentin right? doesn't listen.
I can't. My girlfriend barely listens, and she likes it.
Well, she doesn't listen anyway.
My girlfriend never listens, just like my ex-wife. I'm noticing a pattern. Yeah. My little hobby.
Every once in a while when you post it, I'll listen to it.
To Spencer, I want to say two things to you.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Okay, three things.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
Four. When we met you, did you or did you not have, like, can't buy me love, Patrick, whatever the fuck his name, hair. Like, didn't you used to have really short hair? Patrick Dempsey, can't buy me love hair.
Had really, yeah.
But he
really
just
short
stopped
hair.
Ever cutting it since then.
I really haven't cut it since then.
And he put on some pounds. You got that flannel shirt. You're looking kind of mountain man. You have a tiny girlfriend you can throw up on your shoulder.
Yeah, he's a force. He's a force to be reckoned with.
I've got a lot of boy behind me. I'm a lot of boy is what I like to advertise myself
as. And I would also like to compliment not only the addition of the Harry Sack horn section.
Oh, they're
to
incredible.
Your band. Because they did prove me wrong. They are quite talented and fantastic. But I like how you add talented people to your band that continue to not be able to speak during most of the performance and not outshine you on the mic. Well done, sir.
It's the same reason we don't have UMC anything anymore.
Right.
I don't like anybody who talks too much.
Fuck you.
At least I got you on the show. That's
why
good.
Nobody comes to your fucking shows.
Well, he probably decided he didn't like people who talk too much after he interned here. He's just, oh, that's enough. Enough.
That voice. Fuck him.
My daddy is the best.
He peed in my coffee every week, I'm pretty sure.
At least put a sack on it once, I think.
Oh, got it.
Or was that somebody else?
No.
Allegedly.
Was that
God,
Nate?
Who was it came in that like sat and rubbed their butt on my chair? And,
I think that was Nate when he was still
an intern. Yeah. And he licked the coffee cup.
We even took a picture.
Damn it, Nate.
That was good, but we punished him. We put a mirror ball on his head and made him go stand
out on
pyramid.
On the
street.
He was
on
a
pyramid.
Good boy. He did not really act up that much.
Gosh.
No, the only time I think I ever got you guys was I had Morgan call in when you were waiting on a call from a comedian.
Oh my God.
That's right.
That was the only time
I forgot about
you.
That. Dude, that was so fucking...
Morgan totally pretended to be somebody else.
Yeah, that went over almost as good as the pseudo call.
Comedians
today.
Who would come into the Tahoe Comedy Club call into the show. And we were waiting on this guy to call. There had been a big mix up. We were running late and the call or something.
And he wasn't calling.
Wasn't calling. So he's sitting
Spencer's
in the
listening
room.
To the show.
He texts Morgan, who's in Alaska at the time, I think, who calls in. So I see a foreign area code. Okay, sure. That could be who I'm waiting for. And yeah, Morgan he played some character and
he just sucked and it was the best.
Oh, but
it was
great.
Awkwardly awful. It was worse than the one we just did earlier.
And we should know Morgan's voice pretty well.
Your mother's a whore.
Yeah. Yes,
we hear Mexico.
Let's hear
Morgan's
hear the
voice.
Other one too.
We hear Morgan's voice all the time.
Sexually.
you guys were waiting on a call from Bobby Slayton, right?
No, not Bobby.
It was some guy we would have recognized that it wasn't Bobby. You can't miss Bobby's voice.
Bobby Slayton has never called back since I asked him about the piece of bacon.
Yeah.
And therefore, I have X'd that question from the show entirely. I ruined the one national fucking act that liked us.
He was impressed with the virginity question. Then you went bacon and he's
my
like,
follow-up was awful.
He's all, damn it. Damn it, Rory. That is
fuck you, Rory.
A stupid question.
I miss you, Bobby. I was thinking about you yesterday and that you don't call anymore.
No, it was like, it was
Rory,
an older...
you fucking retarded douchebag.
I know.
It was like Will
C?
No, it wasn't
it was
Will
somebody,
C.
It
was an older
you're
guy.
You're right.
Like
it,
Will...
was a, it was a weird name that sounded like it could be something else.
He's been in comedy for a long time, this Will, but we can't remember the last name, damn it. Anyway, well, let's not relive
if you've
the
seen
past,
my wife,
it's...
he actually looks a lot like her.
Yeah. Right. Your wife's ugly, Chewy.
She is not.
She's a very lovely woman.
Petite.
She's with a
angel.
Mook like Chewy.
That is so obtuse.
I almost called him his real name, and it stuck in my throat.
She's into Wookiees, dude.
Yeah.
Any rate, let's talk about you guys.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Harry and Zach. How are you doing? How long have you been with the band?
A while now.
Just points at Harry here. He's not going to speak. He's too good for that.
We've been playing with you since about September of last year, I think.
Sexually.
Okay. Yeah, sexually.
Has it really only been
who,
that long?
Which Jack one shaves? I'm going to bet Clint.
What?
Never mind.
These guys are all kind of hairy.
On.
Well, no, he's the bottom, so why would he shave?
Razor burn.
So you guys went on tour. Tell us about your tour. Where all did you go? And
did you go?
What did you see?
Talk to these guys. Ask them.
Yeah. I'm
did
sorry.
You
I keep looking at
tour?
The leader of the band. I'm sorry. Sorry. He's
well,
clearly
no,
the leader,
that's because
right?
he knows how to talk the most, and we were hired because we don't.
Right. Covered early.
Am
earlier.
I making you feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh. Well, it's just going to get worse, fellas. Somebody just farted here?
Is it because you heard it or because it smells?
No, I think I just heard it.
Well, you haven't smelt it yet. You're going to smell it.
Fuck.
You're going to smell it.
Jesus.
Dude, you know better. You've been here before. You've been here in the summertime. You know what this is like.
It's gross. Everyone takes their shirts off in the summer.
God, it's so rad.
Smells like feet.
I got to go home.
The tour was great.
This is awkward, ladies and gentlemen. I am sorry for this horrible, horrible podcast.
Tour was great. We were out for like 3 months out of the last year. We were gone for almost all the summer. And we just did the West Coast over and over again. Vegas to Seattle, Seattle to Vegas.
Rad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
So are you big in Seattle? Do you have girlfriends in every town?
We do okay in Seattle.
We're about as big as Spencer's dick in Seattle.
That's so not very
huge.
So you haven't caught on yet, huh?
We're fine. I think what Clint's saying is we're fine in Seattle.
Still playing high school battle of the bands.
It's hard.
We're the Spider-Man 2 of Seattle. We're not great.
That's too much CGI for me. Okay.
Do you have good people turning out for you? Have you made friends in any of these towns who you've seen more than once?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And that's kind of the most important thing to us is that progress. You know, we started touring early on and, you know, after we created the group. And since then, each club in each town has been a better show than the last one. And that's been important for us to keep on going.
I think these guys will fit into the windowless van.
They fit so well in the windowless van. We're actually trying to get some more boys.
Hey.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You
me
know
too.
Me, man. I'm all about more boys.
You always find them, but they always seem to disappear by morning.
Yeah. No, they're so
wonder
much
wonder what's up with
I
that.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
But Chewy, you know.
What are you looking to get, like a bass player or another guitar or some more singers or what?
Yeah,
I think you need more horns.
Naked for Safety, rad local band. Their guitar player just moved to San Francisco, and their drummer just moved to Seattle.
Oh
so
no!
Their bass player is left without
and alone.
He's been rehearsing with us. And
oh,
he sounds,
you fucking serious?
He sounds amazing, Pierre.
Oh, dude,
yeah, you know
rad.
Pierre.
I totally do. They recorded here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Fucking. Poached. Oh, that's awesome.
Poach that boy.
Poach that boy.
Pierre.
Yeah, from and he runs
Mars.
Sound. He does sound stuff at Cargo.
At Cargo. Yeah.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Yeah. I know him. Right.
He's got a beard and.
He's a ginger. Thing. That's probably why you didn't
he's
know.
Got
a
no,
beard.
He's a good
he's
dude.
A beard.
I met him. I met him during Rocky
he's
Horror.
Got a
goldfish,
huh?
He's
got
maybe a tattoo.
Goldfish, yeah.
Does he?
He sounds terrific with us though, and we've also
never stops talking about those.
Goldfish are the official animal of the ginger. So,
I think so.
So that
where
makes
he spends
sense.
Most
right?
of his time
is that true?
Sounds like.
Right. I think they're on my dick too.
Is that what it says on Wikipedia?
From City Wolves, we have Dylan playing tenor sax with us every here and there. We have a show this Friday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
With Dylan from City Wolves and Pierre on bass.
No shit, we're at
St. James.
Oh fucking
rad. With Hungry Skinny from San Francisco, who's fucking amazing, and the Letters Home from LA.
Mm.
So we'll be playing with both of those bands who have done a great job of touring St. around James. The West Coast.
What time does
nice.
The show start?
Nice.
Show starts at 9:30.
Cool. There's so much things going on all the time.
There yeah, are.
It's this town is terrible for that.
Who else is playing on Friday?
I have no clue. I don't go to things anymore. I am a parent. I am a parent to all of you. You know, I'm going to break with...
I don't know. Let's just say you guys are the biggest show going on that night.
Yeah, it's you guys.
Yeah. So that's what I keep on lying
if,
about
if we
to
can't
everybody.
Think of anything else, then
that,
we must be
you're
the biggest.
It. Yeah. I want to break with format and just cut to the chase. And Rick, can I have my music, please?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask this band a series of awkward, uncomfortable, and sometimes compromising questions for my own amusement. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
I am.
Okay. Very, so ready. Uh-huh.
Were you guys prepped for this in any fashion?
Yes.
No.
Well, he wasn't.
Well, I mean, we had a lot of
you
beer.
You get points for lying. You're not going to do well, Zach.
Thank you.
And I have many new questions. Ha ha ha!
I'm pumped.
Huh?
I'm pumped. New questions.
Pumped. Okay, I thought you said bummed and I was going to
no,
kick you
no,
out.
No, no, no.
All right, so... Oh, I'm going to start with a variation on an oldie. Lover, your brother, or your mother? Trapped on a crashing spaceship, You are the only pilot, and the life pod only has one seat. Who goes with you? Spencer.
My mother.
Your mother.
Yeah.
Why?
Wow. She's the best. I love my mom.
Okay. I love your mom, too.
With that cute little girlfriend of yours?
Your mom had a birthday recently.
Carrie. Lover, brother, mother. Same calling. Question. Trapped on a crashing spaceship. Who goes with
Definitely
you?
Lover.
Lover. Good man.
Wow, that was a great answer. I'm probably gonna. I have to go with my mother.
Your lover, mother, and brother are all one and the same?
No, my mother. And my lover's dead, so.
Oh, rough.
You know what I'm saying? Ha ha, girl!
Is that true?
Yikes.
No.
She's dead to me. I didn't like her.
What is your answer there, my friend?
Mother.
Mother, as well.
I owe her one. I definitely owe her.
Bunch of mama's boys in this room.
Good boy. Yeah. They're a good boy.
Yes. Yeah. And if your mother didn't tell you to fuck off and take your lover with you, she'd be a bad mom. What was the first album you ever bought, Spencer?
The Blueprint by Jay-Z. Great question.
Thank you. First album, Harry.
Smash Mouth Astro Lounge.
Well, that's a great album.
Yay, cocksucker.
My daughter's a terrible critic, by the way. Yeah,
I love that album.
Very hard.
And I also have sex with men, so. So, you know. Good one.
Zach.
Yeah, I was there when Harry bought that.
Did he meet Sally?
Oh, that's an old reference.
That's terrible.
Yeah, way to go, Rick.
I'm sorry. I won't
But
say
Zach,
it again.
What's the name of the album you bought? His album does not count, even if you paid, unless you were paying for it and he was repaying you with sexual favors, then that totally counts.
Silence.
Wow.
I wish I had some money to buy a first album. Still.
You know.
It could be a CD or a cassette.
Yeah,
or
whatever. Your first musical
a download
purchase.
Or. Anything?
I think it was something.
He's still listening to phonographs and wax tubes.
Yeah,
he's still just listening to this song. This is the first song he bought.
All right, if you're not going
to, you're
take
close
this.
To getting a zero if you don't answer.
All right, Miles Davis, Kind of Blue.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, that's Wait. Throwing your dick on the table.
Yeah,
this is okay.
It seems suspect to me as well, but I would like to move on. So,
Clint.
The worst album I ever bought was also the first album.
Okay.
First. Okay.
The question was first, yes.
So, okay, well, it's the same answer for both. So,
okay.
The first album I ever bought was actually a tribute band playing Appetite for Destruction. Like Guns N' Roses. I thought it was the real deal, but it wasn't.
I think that might not be bad.
Wow.
I think that's actually kind of cool.
You got duped by a cover band as a little kid.
Yeah. Well, I brought the CD up to the register, and the cashier was like, "Are you sure you want a tribute album?" And I had no idea. I was like, yeah. Great.
Daddy, why is the drummer always the slow one?
So for months, I was listening to who I thought were the Guns N' Roses. But we're not.
The one day you heard the real thing, you're like, wow, these guys do these songs way better. Fuck. They ought to be famous.
Just collective soul covering Guns N' Roses.
I mean, they're all still mostly alive, right? There's no business having a tribute album. Any rate. Moving along. God, I'm crying. That was funny. The back door. Is that an entrance or an exit for you, buddy?
It's an exit.
Exit.
Oh, wait.
Only.
Oh, just for me? Oh, or for my girlfriend? Oh, for me, it's whatever. It's 2015.
You'll take it?
Yeah.
But for your girlfriend, it's an exit.
Yeah, it's an exit. Yeah.
As you can clearly tell by my last answer of Smash Mouth, it's an exit only.
Clearly. Nice beard.
Yes, my back door is primarily an exit.
Primarily.
Well, it's only, yeah. That's true for everybody. Primarily.
Primarily.
Sometimes you
need
a suppository, too.
Would you like me to go over the rules of that conversation I had with Franklin?
No.
Clint.
Exit, except on birthdays.
Birthday exception. Okay, fair enough.
What about
What about my birthday?
When is your birthday?
Bathroom.
Well, that's loosely.
Follow up question: bathroom door open or closed?
Closed, because I'm not an animal.
Good answer.
Good follow-up.
After midnight, it's not too much of a problem.
Okay.
Golly. Oh, time-dependent, right.
Definitely closed. I'm very territorial. I don't want to attack anyone.
Yeah. Open.
Yeah, see, I'm very fortress of solitude. Yeah, about my porcelain. And follow-up to the follow-up, toilet paper, folded or crumpled?
Folded.
Definitely folded.
Folded up, yeah.
Very, very neatly folded, yeah.
Men who love their rosebuds. You're going on a road trip. You can take one celebrity with you from L.A. to Atlanta. Who's it going to be?
Sugar
Your
Ray.
Own buddy movie. Shrek?
Sugar Ray.
Oh, Sugar Ray.
Well, that's, well...
Mark Sugar McGrath. Ray Leonard?
Mark or? McGrath of Sugar Ray.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, the boxer, man.
No, Mark McGrath
wow.
of Sugar Ray. My okay. favorite band.
I'm not sure how to score that one.
Harry?
That's kind of...
Stevie Wonder, because I don't have to wear pants.
Nice.
Oh, that's a great... Fuck, I never thought about that. Take a blind guy.
Excellent answer.
But he can never drive on the trip.
That's true, but you could do whatever. You could, like... Dance around and
let him drive at night.
You
it wouldn't matter.
Dress him in a shower curtain. Oh, somebody already did.
We're talking about any celebrity.
You're right, your own personal yeah. buddy movie.
Okay. Well,
Andrew Lloyd Webber totally counts.
Well, I don't know. Well, I'll have to go with Michael Bolton.
Oh
shit.
Close second.
Wow.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
That was a fucking good
arena.
Answer, dude. Wow.
Clint.
Joan Rivers' taxidermied body.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is a close race, you guys.
With, like, a recorder set up so that it could just run her jokes.
like those, like, Build-A-Bears you get. You squeeze her hand. And that outfit's just horrible.
Kick her in the face. She gets kind of angry at you.
Ow! Ow!
She's got a martini glass that fills itself from the inside. How many books do you currently own, approximately, to the nearest 10, 100, or 1,000?
100.
Probably 200.
About 100.
I actually don't know how to read.
And what was the last book you read?
The Free Willie Vlauten.
Would say again?
Willie Vlauten, the Free.
Okay.
Well, it's a local writer.
Yeah. But when he ran his sentence together, it sounded like Free Willie.
Yeah, I was going to say it's pronounced Free Willie.
It's like Free Willie like Vlauten.
The pictorial movie book?
Dude who wrote Motel Life.
Yeah. He was also in Richmond Fontaine.
Yes. That band's so rad.
We love him.
Harry. It's a children's book called Horrible Harry. It's about a dog that eats...
Do you have a child or are you a teacher?
A teacher.
Do you want to play Barbie?
Oh, wow.
I have Barbies at my house. Awesome.
Look at her Kiel Perot over here.
This is what we teach my kid. Zach, last book you read?
Green Eggs and Ham.
Just for yourself.
Classic.
Just for your own copy.
Yeah, I sat in my room alone.
Even I thought that was gay.
And Clint.
Stranger Than Fiction with the weird alien guy.
Are you talking about Will Ferrell?
No, I'm the other weird alien guy.
Okay,
good movie reference.
Let's see. I'm gonna throw this over to you, Nick.
All right, let's do some rapid fire. I'm always curious how we should start this one, especially since
love how rapid fire always starts like molasses.
Let me. How about? Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Circumcised
Rick.
Or not?
Okay, Clint.
Not.
M.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I have both?
No.
No, thank you.
It's one or the other, honey.
Well, we'll have that conversation after you're I'm dead.
All right, we'll go old school. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Oh, the Beatles.
Beatles, fuck Elvis.
Beatles.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I haven't seen either. Star Trek.
Okay.
What kind just of communist trade. Are you?
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
Like either, like any of them, like this TV show, nothing?
No.
Ever.
Do you watch Battlestar Galactica?
No.
Because that's an awesome
I watch
third
Walking
answer.
Dead.
Hey, all right.
Do you watch like Man vs. Wild or House Hunters Australia?
Let's narrow this down. What do you watch?
I just saw a show called The Leftovers. It was really good. It was kind of gnarly though. But I watch Walking Dead.
Okay. Well,
New Girl. I watch New Girl a lot.
Yeah, Zoe.
Yeah, that show's so funny.
All right. I thought Riku was going to say something about that, but
I don't get that.
Let's go with Beat Up or Arrested.
Beat Up.
Beat Up.
Oh, Beat Up.
Beat Up.
All right. Let's go with.
It's over.
I like to get the shit beat out of me.
A little He's rock and roll road question: pizza or tacos?
Pizza. Pizza.
Whoa.
Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza. Pizza.
All right.
Close though.
That's a little.
It just interrupted. My daughter saw a Little Caesars commercial for the first time in her life the other night. Pizza, pizza. Laughed her ass off. Pizza, pizza.
Really?
We got TV again. I haven't had like cable in 3 years. So commercials are brand fucking new to her.
Wow. Daddy, this glue smells great.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anyway, moving along.
On that lines, television or movies?
Television.
Okay.
Television movies are too much of an investment.
Does Netflix count?
I'd say that's movies.
Movies.
Well, I guess they have both on there, huh? Netflix is a good answer. Good.
Movies.
Okay.
Media omnivore. A lazy media omnivore.
Movies or books?
Books.
Books.
What was
movies or books?
Oh, well, I'll take a movie. Yeah.
Movie.
Too. Or an audiobook is good too. Let's go with gay or ginger?
Ginger.
The ginger.
Ginger.
Okay.
Bunch of homophobes and a faggot.
How about atheist, agnostic, religious, or spiritual?
Oh, okay. What he said?
Agnostic.
Spiritual.
Atheist.
Agnostic.
Oh, nice mixture.
Fuck.
You guys have good conversations in the van, huh?
No, we just talk about pizza and poop.
You don't like pizza?
Too much talking, huh?
No, I mean, we're grown-ups, obviously.
And then Spencer will get out his little urine bottle that he has.
My Mickey's bottle.
Make use of that.
A little Big Mouth next to the seat.
We drink a lot of malt liquors.
A fair amount.
Spencer, children, yay or nay?
Oh, no.
Not yet.
Oh, no.
Ooh, that's almost a yay.
I'll answer in Spanish. No.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to some important stuff. Otis Redding or Sam Cooke?
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding.
I'm going to go with Sam Cooke.
Otis.
All right. Well, since the consensus was Otis, let's go. Otis or Marvin Gaye?
Otis.
Otis.
Fuck.
Otis. This seems painful. Otis. Looks on their faces are harrowed.
That's
furrowed.
That's a hard one.
Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page?
Hendrix.
Hendrix, easy.
Hendrix.
Hendrix.
Okay.
Hendrix. Sorry, Hendrix. I mispronounced that.
Hendrix.
It's Dutch.
Ooh, here's another important one.
Hendrix.
Blind or deaf?
Blind.
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 Deaf.
Puke or diarrhea?
Oh, puke. Easy. I puke like a fucking champ.
Yeah, I'll have to go with puke on this one.
Puke.
Puking's the fucking fun part of the night.
Making room for more.
It's either puke or fight with my girlfriend for 3 hours. I'll take puke every day.
Diarrhea happens in the afternoon.
There's the
signs you might be drinking a lot.
Cheater or cheated?
Cheater.
Ted.
Ted.
Cheated.
Sorry.
Sorry, brother.
If I'm going to break up with somebody, I want to at least get some in the process.
Really,
I'm not looking for sympathy.
Hey, Chewy, what was that?
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Well, he can maybe hook you up if you need it.
Fine with me. Hey, if the relationship's coming to a close, I'd rather get some in the process.
I think they're on my dick, too.
All right, let's go with a very important question. This will be your last one of the rapid fire. Greatest drummer ever. Go!
Fuck, John Bonham.
Oh, fuck.
I already know Zach's going to go with Art Blakey.
God damn it.
Come on, Zach.
Zach, skip me.
Clock is ticking.
Buddy Rich.
Puss.
Nice.
Nice.
Danny CM.
Okay.
Kansas CM.
Harry?
It's got to come back to me.
Spunk.
Fuck, I can't think.
Oh, is it you know who it is, but you just can't think of the name?
Yeah.
It's a stumper, huh?
Well, I'll just take a zero.
Time ran out. Goose what did they get,
fuck.
Rory?
Well, you know, you're doing great there until that last insignificant question there, Harry. but you were definitely doing far better than Spencer or Zach, who fell off of the pack a long time ago.
Ooh.
It was really a contest between you and Clint with enormous answers there, and then that last, like, one-point question, you lost 1,000 points, and yep. Clinton skyrocketed to the lead.
Good job,
ladies
Clint.
And gentlemen, your winner.
No way.
I feel so good right now.
Now get up, go out there, and play us a couple more songs.
Good job, guys.
That quiz made me think about what a great blind blues guy Spencer would make. I mean, imagine it with, like, no seeing and big glasses and all that hair and with a cup. He should just fake that all the time anyway.
I do.
Yeah. Like, just pretend like you're a blind blues guy. Have
and
people
then they,
lead you around.
They catch him at the Grammys somehow.
Like
and they're
catching
all...
a mic that's falling over like Stevie Wonder.
You pretend you're blind?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
terrible. You're going to hell.
So what do you got on the radar there, Nick?
The coming up weekend, I don't really have any plans this weekend except for that we've got Tooth of Crime going on again.
Yep. A lot of rehearsals for that.
Oh, it's going to be a great rock and roll spectacle.
Tickets are for sale at brownpapertickets.com, also at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor and The Melting Pot. Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard, it's a Sam Shepard play. It's rock and roll. It's
for world dominion.
Like a post-apocalyptic Shakespearean experience. It's going to be really, really fun. And then Monday, we'll come in to propel ourselves in the future when the Liver Scars are on our show next week.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that.
God, fuck. That's next.
Fuck.
I can't be sick next week.
No.
Nope.
Well, you
don't want to be.
Yeah. You
what?
Should. It'll just give me more room and one more mic to fuck with, but
right.
But it wouldn't be terrible.
Well,
there's
then
good
you'd kind of have to.
You'd actually have two other channels to work with, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of have to host it because I mean I can't ask myself questions about my
yeah,
band.
Yeah, that would be Nick playing with himself.
Yeah, I'll host it. I'll host it.
Yeah, we'll call Spencer.
Yeah.
Well, we do.
No,
have,
let's not.
I
couldn't do as good a job.
I mean, I'm not gonna. But we do have Jamie. I mean, really.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That is like.
Where is good girl? Is she busy?
She was sick tonight.
Yeah.
She threw up
in
a parking
hasn't been
lot.
Feeling good.
Bummer.
I just got a text. The band is failure machine. I threw up in a parking lot. I won't be there. Okay.
Well, we love you. And Nate, too.
We love you, Jamie.
I wake up this morning and I think, oh, shit. You know, I wonder if Rory remembers that, you know, we're supposed to be on the podcast tonight. And I text him. And instead of like, yeah, man, you guys are set, it's, I don't know. Ask Jamie.
I don't look at the calendar anymore.
And before I can even get over to check Facebook shit, Jamie has already texted the Failure Machine page. Just wanted to make sure you guys would be at the studio at 6 o'clock.
Totally like, together.
Yeah.
Already texted me. Let me know exactly what was going on.
She's so the fuck
awesome. It's like dealing with Rory, except it works.
And she goes, hey. Does your drummer sing? And I'm like, well, no. You know, if our drummer sang, Rick wouldn't, you know. But
Spencer knows.
But it was the best. It was great.
Awesome.
She's we love you, Jamie.
I haven't met her, but she seems awesome.
Yeah, totally. Great addition to the show, man.
Couldn't do it without her. Not as well.
All right, everybody. This is Failure Machine.
Did I have a target, baby?
you is I'm leaving, but I never do. I could never turn my back and try to say goodbye. Everything I want, I need. Thought you were a different breed. Come on, darling, you're sanctified. Did I have a target on my back? One before, you're sitting on the kitchen floor. Oh, I only want to be your man. You're not the type to scream and shout. You just pack my shit and kick me out. Oh, I only want to hold your hand. Did I have a target on my back? Tell me, was it really that easy? Did you even have to try to get a hug on? Try to get a hurt on me. Do what you want, girl, just don't lie to me. Do what you want, babe, just don't lie to me. Do what you want, girl, just don't shoot me. Just don't shoot me down, yeah. Do what you want, girl, just don't lie to me. Do what you want, babe, just don't lie to me. Do what you want, girl, just don't shoot me.
Do you guys have more songs?
Yeah, holy shit, we got a bunch.
Who's that?
I like it how when the band's like really cooking, all the Christmas lights in here kind of flicker and dim for a
minute. Yeah, there's a short somewhere. Did you guys do a video for that? Was that the one that?
Yeah. We did it. That one's ours off of an EP we did called Pizza Foam.
Dude, that was a sick video, if I remember right.
Thanks. We did it with our buddies in San Jose called Joan and the Rivers.
Oh, cool. I've heard of them, yeah.
Oh, they're so good. They're so good. They're going to
be
playing with us
a couple of times, right?
Yeah. They always play with us whenever we do Shays.
Yeah, excellent. Right on.
Oh, fucking cool.
I bought a couple of your records recently, and I feel like I want my money back.
Hey, Chewy, knock it off.
What a dick.
All right.
So what do you got next for us?
Backwards? Yes. All right, there we go.
That's how I like it. You know, babe. If you put them on the edge of a cliff, they back up into you.
All right. I'm not moving forward. I'm somewhere in between. That word, nostalgia. Soon I'm living in a dream. I don't wanna think this. I don't wanna think this. Yeah. I don't wanna think this. I don't wanna think this. I'll take with silence. That shovel rain. Am I in word violence? In my head, some words they don't sound the same. wedding song. One, two, one, two, three, four. Why don't we go get hitched? Why don't we go get married? If we have each other, baby, when life gets scary. Why don't we go get married, baby? Why don't we go get hitched now? I can hold you in my arms when life's a bitch. Taking all these years to make you my lady. I've been a little too drunk to see. After all this time, you still drive me crazy. Drive me right to where I need to be. Why don't we go get hitched? Why don't we go get married? And you should have it together, baby, when life gets scary. Why don't we go get married, baby? Why don't we go get hitched now? I can hold you in my arms when life's a bitch. And I know that love can be confusing. And I know I can sing you the blues. And if everything was so damn amusing, always know that I always love you.
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't we go get hitched? Why don't we go get married? At least we'll have each other, baby, when life gets scary. Ooh, why don't we go get married, baby? Why don't we go get hitched? No, I can hold you in my arms when life's a bitch. All right, baby.
Like,
I'm gonna call.
Why don't we
that.
Go get married?
Oh.
Sorry,
face.
I want to say thank you to motherfucking Failure Machine for
fucking
coming
A.
on to the show one more time. That
great
was motherfucking awesome. I really like the new addition of the Harry Sack.
Oh, they're the best.
The Harry Sack horn section. But I think I'm gonna call the show right there. It's
gonna pull it.
Yeah, for Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and all the crew. For Failure Machine, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short and I love you. So, good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.